You're listening to SBS News.
Marina Mahajan moved to Australia from Nepal 4 years ago, and last year she moved to Hobart to study an advanced leadership course. She has qualifications in accounting, but wasn't able to find work in her chosen field before the pandemic.
I used to make a new list every evening, and then wake up in the morning, have my breakfast, drive my car, and, you know, go to all the places that I've listed.
The 28-year-old managed to find work as a cleaner, but that work has reduced since the pandemic began.
It's gotten worse, frankly. My shift hours have decreased by 80 to 90%. For the last 3 months, I think I've hardly worked. And, if I did not have my partner with me, I would be struggling financially really bad.
Rashik Shrestha is the General Manager of Expert Education and Visa Services in Hobart, providing career counselling and visa assistance to international students. He says many of his clients struggled to find work in Hobart even before the pandemic.
And I found a lot of international students struggling to get jobs in all the sectors, not only in particular sectors, in every sectors. It's really hard for them to get jobs. Yeah, the things are really hard for international students at the moment in terms of paying their tuition fees and covering up their living expenses. Most of the students, they get the tuition fees from overseas, and even things are more worse back home. So even their parents are struggling to cover up their tuition fees, and because of they're losing their jobs here, or some jobs have stood down, or they're completely lose their jobs, so they're really struggling to just even maintain their daily living expenses.
It's not just international students having trouble finding steady employment. Stacey Watkins from Hobart's outer suburbs has been looking for a job in hospitality for more than a year and a half.
Before it was tough enough, like just looking for a job, and now there was no jobs to look for.
The 19-year-old has been in the Transition to Work program run by the Hobart Youth Service, Colony 47, for the last 8 months. Things are looking up, though. She credits the Transition to Work program with giving her more confidence. She had a job interview at a nearby hotel last week and has a trial shift this week.
I didn't think I would have an interview, especially not in hospitality, anytime soon. And yesterday I had one, which was good, so I reckon it's going to get better.
In the weeks after lockdown restrictions began in Tasmania, the Transition to Work program at Colony 47 gained an extra 200 participants looking for work who'd lost their jobs due to the pandemic. Danny Sutton is the CEO of Colony 47.
Yeah, look, a significant proportion were in those that closed down through the isolation period. But we're not seeing the full extent of that either, because young people would have been supported in some parts by JobKeeper as well. And our transition to work is generally from people that are on job seeker payments now through Centrelink.
Prior to the COVID-19 pandemic, the unemployment rate for young people in Tasmania was 15.9%, according to a March 2019 report by the Brotherhood of St. Lawrence. The national rate for youth unemployment at the time was 11.2%. Since the onset of the pandemic, an analysis of the Australian Bureau of Statistics Labour Force Survey by economist Saul Eslake showed young people aged between 15 and 24 made up 38.8% of the jobs lost in Tasmania, despite that age group only making up 15% of the state's population. These figures are backed up by a new report from the National Skills Commission called A Snapshot in Time, which analysed Australia's labour market during the COVID-19 pandemic. It showed Australia's youth unemployment rate rose from 11.6% in March 2020 to 16.1% in May. Tanya Hunt is the CEO of the Youth Network of Tasmania, the state's main organisation representing young people.
We believe that there need to be targeted policy responses to address youth unemployment in this state, and that young people are front and centre in those conversations, and that they input into decision making that impacts their life. We also believe that young people need to have an understanding, or a greater understanding, of what our fastest growing industries are in Tasmania. Many young people are telling us that they don't know.
Some of those rapidly growing industries in Tasmania include aged care, construction and manufacturing.
I think that we need to have a particular targeted focus on youth unemployment. We need to look at job creation for young Tasmanians. And importantly, we need to link young people with local employers in their communities so that they can start to build connections and networks and understand where the opportunities are available to them, because I believe currently that is lacking.
A statement from Tasmania's Minister for Education and Training, Jeremy Rockliffe, says the state government is aware that COVID-19 has had an impact on youth unemployment. It says the government has a number of initiatives in place aimed at improving the training and employment outcomes for young people. These include TASTAFE's Skills Up campaign, providing free training for people who want to upskill, the skills matching service that helps connect job-ready workers with employers, and the Rapid Response Skills Initiative that provides $3,000 towards the cost of training for people who've been made redundant. 27-year-old Daniela is studying a Certificate 2 in construction precisely because there are jobs available. She says the pandemic helped her realise she made the right choice.
In the heat of the COVID, it wasn't looking as good, but I have friends who are in the industry and they've worked throughout. So it kind of shows that even if there is a pandemic or something going on, that the construction industry is still pretty solid.
She will finish her course in August and hopes to get an apprenticeship.
Long term would be to own and run my own construction company. And I think I would basically have it as a more, hire as many females as I can and have a, I guess, sort of a female run and worked company. Yeah.